incredible. So I'll say, so let me just share with you just a short idea from the parasha. One of the beautiful psukim that we have, and again, incredible. These parashos in Devarim always lend themselves, of course, to Chodesh Elul. So one of the beautiful psukim that we have is in Parik, beginning opening pasuk in Parik Yudal, chapter 14, where the pasuk says, "Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem." You are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, again, the rest of the pasuk goes on to explain. Therefore, again, don't engage in certain mourning practices where people would lacerate themselves, hurt themselves. But let's focus on the beginning of the pasuk. Bonim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. You are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the great Rebbe of Shlomo of Karlin used to say the following. Listen to this phrase. He used to say, "Hachet ha'godol biyoser." The greatest sin that the Jew commits, kishi Yehudi shocheach ki hu ben melech. The greatest sin that we commit, I will say, is an incredible thing. The greatest sin that we commit is not chil Shabbos, or is not kashrus, or is not lashon hara or shatnez. The greatest chet, the greatest sin that the Jew commits, is when he forgets that he is the son of the king. When I forget that I am the ben, that I am banim atam l'shogeg, that I'm a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the worst sin. Because when I forget that I'm a child to the Ribono Shel Olam, then by definition, again, I forget my holiness, I forget my special relationship, and unfortunately, that opens up the pathways, it opens up the road to so many negative behaviors. So I saw the Lulav Rebbe brings down a beautiful mashal. Lulav Rebbe says like this, he gives a mashal of, and he brings it down to Chodesh Elul. He says that there was once a father in a small town. So it was often the custom that people who had money would hire a malamed. You'd hire a rebbe for your child. But if a person didn't have money, so the father would do his best to educate his child himself. So he tells a mashal of a poor father in a small town who was educating his own son. He was not only the father, he was the malamed. And the little boy often would not pay attention. During the limudim. So what would the father do? All right, so this mashal is from a different time. So what would the father do? He'd patch the kid. Right? He'd patch the kid. And the little boy would say, "Father, please, please don't hit me." And the father would say, "Right now I'm not your father. I'm your rebbe. And as your rebbe, it's my obligation to make sure that you learn. And as your rebbe, it's my obligation to make sure that you're attentive. And as your rebbe, it's my obligation to make sure that you're getting the most from your limudim." And this process would happen a couple of times where the kid, a little boy, would just slack off a little bit. And the father, acting in the capacity at the rebbe, had to give him the little bit of the patch to keep him on, the straight and narrow. So the mashal is told that one day the father and child were walking home together from the Beis Medrash. And the little boy turns to his father and he says, "Father," he says, "let me ask you, are you my father now or are you my Rebbe now?" So the father says to him, "Well, right now I'm your father." So he says, "Father, can you please tell the Rebbe not to patch me when I don't pay attention?" And the loved Rebbe says something so beautiful. He says, "You know, when it comes to Tishrei, the Ribono Shel Olam is the Melech. And the Melech has to do certain things. The Melech, right? The Melech HaMishpat, the Melech HaKadosh, the Malkinu has to do certain things. There are judgments. And sometimes those judgments come with patches and come with different things." But says the Rebbe of Lulav something amazing. He says, "You know what Chodesh Elul is? Chodesh Elul is not a month with the Rebbe. And it's not a month with the king. Chodesh Elul is a month with the Abba, with the father, with the tata. Chodesh Elul is the month of Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Chodesh Elul is the opportunity of Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. It's our opportunity to be loving and to be close to that Kaddish Baruch Hu. And to say, Ribono Shel Olam, we know that Din and Mishpat is going to come. We know that ultimately, yeah, there is a Kaddish Baruch Hu has to serve as the judge and he has to serve as the king. And that's not an easy capacity for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's not an easy capacity for us. But Chodesh Elul is the month where literally we get to spend with our Father. Chodesh Elul is the month of Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Chodesh Elul is Ani LeDodi VeDodi Li. It's not a month of Mishpat. It's not a month of judgment. It's not a month of Pachad. It's not a month of Onesh. It's just a month of walking together with our Father. It's a month of Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. I'll say, often people have a skewed understanding of Chodesh Elul. And people think that Chodesh Elul is about this Emor and this Yira and this Pachad. And all you hear about these stories that when Chodesh Elul came, people started quaking with fear. But say, Elul is not a month of fear. Elul is a month of love. Elul is a month of connection. Elul is a month of growth. Elul is a month of banim atem la'Hashem Elokeichem. Where the Ribono Sholem says to each of us, it's so nice to see you. I missed you. I missed you a little bit over the course. I've saw you a lot over the year, but you know, maybe it was for a long weekend here, or for a one-day visit over here, or for a little bit of a phone call over here. I missed you. I missed you. It's so wonderful for a father to see his children. We all know, you know, kids go off to camp or kids... All right, so by this time they've been home a little too long before the start of school. But you know, in that, you know, like that beginning time where the kids go off and the family's together, you have that first opportunity, Shabbos, everybody's together. You say, oh, it's incredible. It's so wonderful. I see all my kids together. It's such a chavayah. So if that's how I feel as a Basar Vadam, imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels when his children come home. Imagine how he's going to feel tonight, Rosh Chodesh Elul. Imagine how he's going to feel, which, that's Barim Atam Hashem Kechem. That's Chodesh Elul. We don't have to be fearful. We don't have to be afraid. We just have to open our hearts and open our souls to once again remembering that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we get to spend the next month before the Yemei Adin walking and strolling and spending time with our Father. We should be zocha mi'aretz Hashem. Like Reb Shlomo Karlin said, we should be zocha to remember banim atem Hashem la'okeichem. We should be zocha mi'aretz Hashem to enter into this month of walking together, not with our Rebbe and not with the Melech and not with the Shofet, but of walking together with our Father. We should be zocha mi'aretz Hashem to maximize every single moment of this beautiful month that is about to come before us. We should be zocha to reinvigorate and to re-inspire Lashem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocha to feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and He should be zocha to feel our love towards Him. We should be zocha to a month of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, and Amir Hashem. We should all be zocha together with our families and together for all of Klal Yisrael for a Ksiva V'Chasima Tova. Amen.